From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. This is Coast to Coast AM. In a moment, pharmacist Ben Fuchs joins us from criticalhealthnews.com. Couple things to remember, slam the website, criticalhealthnews.com. And here's that toll-free number to call for assistance, not to get on the show, but that's they're taking notes. 1-855-949-7234. Back in a moment with pharmacist Ben Fuchs. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. He is one of their spokespeople, of course. He's a registered pharmacist, nutritionist, and cosmetic chemist. Pharmacist Ben, welcome back, my friend.
Greetings, George. Good evening to you.
These 6 weeks go by too slow. We want to get you back quicker.
Oh, I appreciate that, George. But, you know, we're already into October. Next time I'm on, it'll be, I think, December. And then, oh, my God, 2025 coming up.
How you been? Everything been good?
Doing good. You sound great, too, by the way. You must be feeling good.
I'm taking your supplements.
I love it, George. But you've been supplementing for years.
Yeah, I have. Mom taught me that a long time ago.
You were one of the rare people who was hip to supplementation in the 70s and 80s.
I want to tell everybody, by the way, because they love my mother, who's 95 years old. Apparently, I just found out about a week ago, she fell down the steps of the basement.
Oh, no. She's all right?
And she's fine. She
really?
Crawled up the steps, and she is...
Oh, my
gosh.
No fractures?
She got checked out. No, nothing.
Nothing? She's perfect. She fell down the steps?
Yeah. I thought something like that could have killed the lady, but she is perfectly fine.
George, that's a testimony to the power of nutrition, of nutritional supplementation. She's been doing it for years.
And she went all the way down, and they were hard steps.
That's amazing.
I remember tripping on some of them as a little kid.
Is she a religious lady?
Yes. Spiritual.
Yeah,
very spiritual.
That has a lot to do with it, too. Absolutely. You know, we talk a lot about nutrition, George, but... I call the four dimensions of healing spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical, and they're all important.
Emails keep rolling in. I've got one from a guy named Tom, much like our producer Tom, who says that he thinks he may have prostate cancer.
Oh, no.
How bad is that?
Well, you know, people die with prostate cancer, and they didn't even know it until they do an autopsy. So it's you can live fine with prostate cancer. You definitely want to keep your eye on it. You want to make sure you're checking things out, so you don't want to. You can definitely kill you, but there are people who don't die and they find they had prostate cancer on autopsy and they didn't even know they had it. Prostate cancer is unfortunately rates are increasing, like all cancers. You know, one out of two Americans is going to get cancer at some time in their lifetime. The health statistics are just absolutely crazy. What's going on in the world today? You know, 50% of Americans have a chronic disease. 75% of Americans are overweight or over obese. Infertility is increasing. Erectile dysfunction is affecting kids under 40. I mean, it's craziness what's going on in the world today, and we got more doctors per capita than any other culture in the history of mankind. You know, we spend $12,000 a year per capita, almost twice as much as other Western countries, and our life expectancy is below Japan and Switzerland and Germany and the Netherlands, these countries that spend fractions of what we spend on healthcare, and that's because we've medicalized our health. Health is not about medicine, and while you do need medical intervention periodically, health is not a medical issue. It's a lifestyle issue. It involves food, it involves supplementation, it involves exercise and breathing and spirituality and mind-body. And this idea that you just go to the doctor when you have a health challenge is just craziness, and it doesn't serve us. You know, the definition of insanity, George, doing the same thing over and over again.
Over again,
expecting
yeah.
different results. The way we take care of our bodies is absolutely insane by definition.
Well, you can tell just by the number of calls we get when we open up the phone lines for you and Doc Wallach, how many people yeah. are concerned about health, about themselves and their
yeah.
family members.
And not satisfied with the kind of care they're getting. And that's because the medical model is not equipped to deal with lifestyle diseases. And chronic degenerative disease is a lifestyle disease or a lifestyle issue. It's how we're living our lives. You know, 80% of calories in the standard American diet, which is ridiculously obscene, the standard American diet it contains about 3,600 calories. We need 1,000 calories. We're getting three or four times as many calories as we need. The standard, and 80% of those calories come from ultra-processed foods, not even processed foods, George, ultra-processed foods. These are foods that are made themselves from components that are manufactured, ice cream and chips and instant noodles and frozen pizza and ready-to-eat meals. These ultra-processed foods, they call them UPFs, are killing us. And as Dick Gregory, I don't remember that famous comedian Dick Gregory, he said,
"Oh yeah,"
he said, "we're killing ourselves with our forks." And that's exactly what's happening. We have to get this eating thing under control. And that's why I'm such a believer in nutritional supplementation. When you start to take in nutritional supplements, you allow the body to access the energy from foods more effectively, and you don't need to eat as much food. And one of the first things that happens when you start a nutritional supplement program like the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, which I absolutely love, by the way, there's a new version of the Beyond Tangy Tangerine that just came out. We can talk about that. One of the first things that happens is you eat less food, because now your body is able to access the energy from the calories that we're eating. Without nutrition, you can't access the energy, and this is one of the major reasons why we overeat.
Ben, Doc Wallach is pretty critical about the medical profession. I happen to think some doctors do a marvelous job. What about you?
You know, I have a lot of friends who are physicians, and they're by and large beautiful human beings who've dedicated their life to helping alleviate suffering, and that's a beautiful thing. But the model is corrupt. The medical model, the centralized medical model that is subsidized by the government, that uses advertising techniques that are based in the science of brainwashing, is really evil, and it doesn't serve humanity. This is not about the individual doctors. The individual doctors are, by and large, beautiful human beings, and the nurses are even better. So I don't like blaming the physicians, but the model is corrupt, but we have nobody but ourselves to blame for it. You know, if we're going to be convinced that when we have high blood pressure and we have blood sugar issues or we have an autoimmune disease, that we can go to the doctor and get help, despite the fact there's never been a physician who can help anybody with an autoimmune disease. There's never been a physician who can use a medical strategy to help anybody deal with diabetes or cancer for that matter, or digestive health issues. Then we have only ourselves to blame. The fact of the matter is we are much more powerful than we know. And nobody wants to tell us this. We have the power to control our bodies to a large extent, and we have the power to help reverse, not cure, but reverse the movement of chronic degenerative disease to an extent that would blow us away if we didn't observe it, if we didn't know about it. I get to see it all the time. I see the Parkinson's disease reverse. I see the psoriasis disappear, never to come back. I see the heart disease and the high blood pressure correct themselves. So I know it can be done. The average person doesn't know it, and it seems like a miracle, but it's not a miracle. It's just the way the body is designed to work. We only need to learn to leverage it.
We're going to take calls with pharmacist Ben Fuchs at the half this hour, so get ready, and next hour as well. Betty emails us, Ben, and says, "My skin on my face appears to be molting. What can I do about it?"
I don't know if I'd say molting. That sounds a little unusual. But skin is very dependent on fats. As we get older, we don't process our fats correctly. So it sounds to me like she's dealing with a condition like eczema or dermatitis. First thing you want to do is get yourself on the Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity. Unbelievable for dry skin, for eczema, for dermatitises, for rashes. And also fatty vitamins. Vitamin A is very important. Vitamin E and D can also be helpful. And then fatty minerals. Zinc is one of the all-time great nutrients for the skin. Youngevity's got a great product called the Zinc FX that contains zinc. And then also, I don't know if you know this, George, but fucoidin, Youngevity's fucoid Z or Z radical, is very, very helpful for skin conditions like molting, which I wouldn't call molting. I would call dermatitis or eczema.
Is that pretty common?
Very common, because we don't process our fats at the level of the digestive system. You know, fats are much more difficult to process than water. And this distinction of fats versus water is a biochemical distinction that's not often made. Water-soluble nutrients like the B-complex and vitamin C, those are relatively easy for the body to process. But your fatty vitamins, vitamins D, E, A, and K, we call them DEEK, and your essential fatty acids are much more difficult to process, especially if you have a liver problem or an intestinal problem or a problem with the gallbladder. Perhaps you had your gallbladder taken out. You can guarantee if you have any problem associated with your fat processing machinery, you are going to end up with a skin problem like eczema or dermatitis, or like Betty says, molting of the skin.
What do you say, Ben, might be the biggest issue facing American health today?
Overnourishment and undernutrition. We are trying
Explain
to get
that.
Energy. Yeah. We are trying to get energy like we're drinking water from a fire hose, and our bodies are frying out from so much darn energy. The human body is designed to run in a thrifty fashion, in an economical fashion, using very small amounts of energy. Like I was saying earlier, we need about 1,000 to 1,200 calories a day, calories being a measurement of energy. The average American gets three times that much, and many Americans get four or five times the amount of energy that they need. So we're frying out our circuits. You probably heard of these little structures called mitochondria in the body. Mitochondria are the little tiny organelles and cells that turn food into energy. Our mitochondria are frying out because we're driving so much energy into the body. This driving of energy into the body is referred to as metabolic syndrome, and almost all health challenges can be linked to a revved-up metabolism from so much energy coming into the system without nutrition. It's the single most important health challenge that we deal with, and it's so under our control. You simply eat less. Now, the fact is, we eat for psychological reasons, we eat for emotional reasons, we eat for boredom reasons, we eat because we're depressed. Lions don't eat when they're depressed. Elephants don't eat when they're sad. Wild animals don't eat when they have when they're not hungry, and they stop. They eat, and then when they're not hungry anymore, they stop eating. Only domesticated animals suffer from this overnourishment or over-energizing malady. And this is the number one problem that we domesticated human beings and domesticated animals suffer from. We've been domesticated, George. We have to get our wild instincts back. And the problem is we're killing ourselves with comfort. The body doesn't need a lot of comfort. The body thrives under conditions of stress, just the right amount of stress, not too much stress. We call that eustress, EU meaning good stress, versus distress. That's why exercise is so important. That's why fasting is so important. You know, when you exercise and when you fast, your growth hormone goes up. Your growth factors go up. Your ability to respond to disease is improved. By ingesting so many calories, which we think is important for the body for our comfort and for our leisure, we're killing ourselves with our forks.
What do you think of these weight loss injectables? I have a friend of mine who's lost a lot of weight on Wegovy, for example.
Yeah, have you heard of Ozempic face?
Yeah.
Or Ozempic butt? When you force your body to lose weight with a prescription drug, your body responds, maybe you lose the weight, but your connective tissue and your muscle tissue start to deteriorate. And this is what Ozempic face and Ozempic butt are, and now people have to get plastic surgery and facial surgeries and body surgeries to tighten up their loose connective tissue, which happens from this massive loss of weight. You can't be better off by taking a drug. Do you need drugs sometimes? Yes, they keep you in the game. Antibiotics, pain pills, certain metabolic medications, chemotherapy occasionally can keep you in the game. But for the most part, there's no prescription drug that you're taking for a long period of time that's going to make you better. And by the way, when you take a prescription drug, George, your body depletes itself of magnesium and zinc and vitamin C and copper and vitamin E and other nutrients that are important for cleaning that drug out. To the body, a prescription drug is evil. The body doesn't know what to do with a prescription drug. The prescription drug represents man's way of overriding the body's biochemistry and the inherent wisdom that's built into the cells, and there's no way you can be better off for it, even if occasionally you'll reduce your symptomology and reduce maybe some discomfort and pain. In the long run, you're not going to be better off by taking a prescription drug, and I want everybody out there to understand that if you're on a prescription drug, your number one health challenge and health goal should be to wean yourself off that drug, and there's no better way to wean yourself off prescription drugs than to get on a good nutritional supplement program like the one designed by Dr. Wallach and Youngevity.
Now, to wean yourself, you should do it with your doctor's advice.
You should always inform your doctor of what you're doing. Absolutely. If you go to a doctor, there's a de facto agreement that you have with that physician, and he's doing his best. Whether we agree with his methods or not, he's doing his best to take care of you, and you almost have like a contractual agreement, a de facto contractual agreement with him. And while you don't have to do everything he says, you have to inform him. It's only polite, it's only right to let him know what you're doing. You don't have to do what he says, But if you're going to, if he's going to put you on a prescription and you don't want to take it, you tell him, I don't want to be on this prescription. I want to wean myself off of it. We don't work for the doctor. The doctor works for us. So what we'd have to do if we don't want to be on a medication, we don't want a surgical procedure, we don't want to follow the medical advice, we have to let them know. It's not fair to the physician who's doing his best to try to get you better to take the prescription and to allow him to give you a prescription and then not take it as directed. You don't have to do it, but let him know what you're doing.
We're going to take a short break here with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. Slam that website. Let's set another record. Go there with your desktop. Go there with your phone. criticalhealthnews.com. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Once every 3 weeks, pharmacist Ben Fuchs joins us from criticalhealthnews.com. And then Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. And they rotate every 3 weeks. And we're here to give you advice to help you. There's a toll-free number to call. There are operators there taking notes to what Ben Fuchs is saying tonight. So in case you're driving and you can't write it down, you call this number and they'll give it to you. 1-855-949-7234. 1-855-949-RADIO. You do a great service, Ben. You and Doc.
I appreciate that. You know, George, let me do a couple quick announcements. I'm going to be in Young Jeff is going to be doing a health talk. I'll be appearing at it on November 2nd in Newark, New Jersey, and that's a Saturday, I believe, November 2nd,
cool.
1 to 6, Eastern Standard Time, 1 to 6. And then also I'm doing an event in my lab on December 14th and my True Skin Health lab. You know I do my True Skin Health products.
Yeah.
That'll be on December 14th, Saturday, December 14th. It's going to be a big event. If you're in the Colorado area or even if you're anywhere, come down and see us. We'd love to talk to you, and you can introduce you to some of the Fine Longevity folks, and we'll be doing health talks, and love to see everybody out there.
How do they find you? Through the website?
Yeah, info@criticalhealthnews.com for both the November 2nd and December 14th events.
Super.
Did you hear Fernando Valenzuela passed away?
Yeah, 63 years old.
Isn't that
what a
terrible?
Great pitcher he was.
What a great pitcher he was.
He was an inspiration, and you know how ironic? The Dodgers and Yankees are out ready to start the World Series.
Yeah, isn't that ironic? And that I'll never forget that 81 World Series when the Dodgers played the Yankees.
He was a great pitcher.
Oh, my God, he was fun to watch.
Let's go to the phones.
Okay.
Lucille in California to get us started. Hello, Lucille.
Hello again. How are you?
you this is becoming a regular thing for you.
Off and on. I wanted to ask Ben about my grandson went on some kind of outing with the school where they did a lot of walking.
Mm-hmm.
He came home and he's had trouble walking ever since.
Hmm.
And I looked at his little feet because they seem to be something similar to plantar fasciitis symptoms. And the bones look so thin, they actually scared me.
How old is he, Lucille?
I think he's in junior high.
Just a little guy, okay.
Yeah, that shouldn't happen to a kid. It might have something to do with his shoes. But, you know, I'd also want to put him on a nutritional supplement program, A. And number two, if he's eating inflammatory foods, and kids, you know, that's what they do, McDonald's, hamburgers and fries and cereals and breads and pizzas and all these the kind of foods that, you know, not just kids, of course, subsist on, but kids especially subsist on, they're very pro-inflammatory. And those
and sugar, create, too, I think.
Absolutely. Sugar can be very pro-inflammatory as well. And this is where a nutritional supplement program can really come in handy because once the kids start supplementing, particularly with fats, as we talked about earlier, fats are very difficult for the body to process, and they're very unstable, so you don't find good fats, quality fats in foods. He can run into some problems with inflammation as well as the desire to eat these sugary sweet foods. I would get him on the Ultimate EFAs. And by the way, Ultimate EFAs from Longevity are one of the best things you could do for kids who have ADHD, attention deficit disorder, or problems focusing. Likewise, Beyond Tangy Tangerine, have him start his day off with protein, whether he's eggs or fish, as well as a TMR shake, which is an awesome protein shake that my friend Stan Dennison makes for Longevity, as well as the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and get him on those Ultimate EFAs. You'll notice that he's eating or desiring even less of these sugary, sweet, processed, fatty foods, and processed fats are especially problematic. All of the kind of foods that the kids subsist on are pro-inflammatory, and that's what it sounds like he's dealing with. He's very young to be have these kind of problems, so you want to nip this thing in the bud. I would get him on the Healthy Start Pack as soon as possible.
absolutely. Good luck, Lucille. Tell me a little bit about neuropathy. What is that?
Yeah, neuropathy is an epidemic, like a lot of health challenges. Neuro means nerve. Pathy means pathological or pathology or diseased. Neuropathy is a term that describes inflammation of the nerves. When the nerves get inflamed, you hurt. And neuropathy is agonizing when it happens, especially when it's severe. The major cause of neuropathies are, number one, sugar and diabetes and peripheral, they call it peripheral neuropathy because it's in the periphery, the hands and the feet, the fingers and toes. This condition, neuropathy or peripheral neuropathy, is part and parcel of dysglycemia, which means messed up blood sugar. Not necessarily diabetes, by the way. Diabetes is a medical diagnosis. Dysglycemia is a biochemical phenomena. And biochemistry is what the body's about. Medical diagnoses are contrived and arbitrary. Well, you don't want to worry about your diagnosis. Your diagnosis doesn't matter. It's your biochemistry that counts. So you don't have to be a diabetic to suffer from dysglycemia, disturbances in blood sugar, and disturbances in blood sugar and peripheral neuropathy go hand in hand. Secondly, very interesting, there's a vitamin that's super important for the blood sugar system and is actually the first vitamin ever discovered, and it was literally discovered when it was noticed that people who were deficient in this one vitamin suffered from peripheral neuropathy. And this vitamin is found in your Beyond Tangy Tangerine in juicy, generous quantities. And that's why I love the Beyond Tangy Tangerine so much, is because it's got generous quantities of these vitamins, particularly the water-soluble vitamins. I'm talking about vitamin B1 or thiamine, which is super important for the blood sugar system, and diabetics are typically deficient in it. Also, alcoholics are people who drink alcohol. Are deficient in this vitamin. So if you're drinking a lot of alcohol, you better get yourself on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. And by the way, niacin also is very important for detoxification of alcohol. In fact, if you go to detox, if you're drinking alcohol, and sometimes people want to get off alcohol, and if you're trying to get off alcohol, by the way, that's a serious thing. You got to do that very carefully. Sometimes people go to detox, and guess what they put right in their blood when they're detoxing from alcohol? Good old vitamin B1, the same stuff you get in your Beyond Tangy Tangerine. If you're dealing with peripheral neuropathy, treat it like a blood sugar problem. Get yourself on the healthy blood sugar pack and make sure you take an extra dose of Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.5 or the new Beyond Tangy Tangerine, which just came out, which is they call it 3.0, but it's actually a two-part product called Rise and Restore, which Steve Wallach, who's Dr. Wallach's son, I don't know if you know this, but Steve is actually a formulator in his own right. And he's a lover of the molecule, as am I, and as is Dr. Wallach, and he put this thing together. And that's Beyond Tangy Tangerine 3.0, or as they call it, Rise and Restore.
East of the Rockies, Chuck is with us in North Dakota. Hey, Chuck, go ahead.
Hey, Chuck.
Hi, George. Hi, Ben.
Hi.
So I'm 36 years old, and I'm suffering from some kidney problems, and I'm not sure what I can do about that.
Lots you can do about it. And first of all, that's very, very young to be dealing with kidney issues. The number one problem with kidney, the number one cause of kidney problems, and chronic kidney disease is a major, major health problem. And the kidneys, you know, you can have 80% of your kidneys not working, and you won't even know it. There's so much redundancy in the kidneys because they're so important. The good Lord saw fit to make sure that you got two kidneys, and each one is very redundant. So if you're going through if your kidneys are at the point where you're actually been diagnosed as having a kidney problem, that's pretty serious, particularly at the age of 36. The number one reason why people have kidney problems is because of a phenomenon called glycation, which is the reaction that blood sugar, or the reaction that sugar has with the blood vessels in the kidneys. The kidneys are composed of very, 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 very tiny blood vessels, microscopic blood vessels that actually filter the blood. These very tiny capillaries or blood vessels are susceptible to damage from sugar. So you always, and everybody out there who's dealing with kidney problems, kidney disease, chronic kidney disease, they call it CKD or for Joe at the age of 36, treat yourself like a diabetic. Get yourself on the sweeties. Restrict or lower your intake of processed sugars, excuse me, and make sure that you're practicing the ketogenic diet or something like that that's low calorie. That phenomenon we talked about earlier, George, where we're flooding our body with energy, flooding our body with calories, flooding our body with heat, is responsible for all of this deterioration that's occurring at younger and younger ages, as Joe was talking about. So go low-calorie, intermittent fasting, ketogenic diet, restrict your intake of processed sugars, and get yourself on the sweet on the healthy blood sugar pack, which includes the sweeties. Excuse me.
Tom takes texts and tweets, and what do we got, Tom, for Pharmacist Ben?
This particular gentleman just called, but he didn't want to go on the air. Ben, you might have answered this, but I just want to double-check and ask him because I told him I would ask you this. He says, what can I do to stop the numbness in my scalp and legs from spreading? I stopped gabapentin because I couldn't tell the difference.
Well, numbness is along the same lines as the peripheral neuropathy. There's a couple things you might want to do. The B-complex is extremely important, particularly one of the B vitamins called pantothenic acid, or B5. That's for all numbness kinds of conditions. And, of course, you get that in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. There's a product that Youngevity has called De-Stress as well. And then also the Healthy Blood Sugar Pack, which includes the sweeties. I would consider that to be a B-complex issue as well as a blood sugar issue.
Interesting take on all that, Ben. Good advice. Thank you, Thomas. Next up, let us go to Josh in Bakersfield, California. Josh, go ahead.
Hey, Josh.
Yes, I'm wondering if high vitamin B12 levels could be problematic.
I've been hearing more and more people talk about that, and to that I say horse hockey. Vitamin B12 is a water-soluble vitamin. It is excreted out, like all the water-soluble vitamins, it's excreted out of the body in the urine when the levels are high. Now, vitamin B12 is a very powerful vitamin. You know, vitamin B12 is the only purple vitamin, which I find that incredibly fascinating. Purple vibrates at the highest frequency of all the colors, and purple has always been associated with royalty for that reason. B12 is purple, and this is one of the ways that you can tell that B12 is extremely powerful, and you only need very tiny, tiny amounts of it. The body will control the amount of B12 that gets into the system via a protein that's made in the stomach. It's called an IF, or intrinsic factor. So nobody's going to be overdosing on vitamin B12. I know what you're talking about because I've been hearing about it, but you can put that into the category of medical mythology or medical memes. It isn't true. You can't overdose on vitamin B12. I shouldn't say that. You could take ridiculous amounts. And there is some literature that talks about people getting some skin reactions with vitamin B12, but that's when you inject the vitamin B12. But every time you inject something into the blood through the skin, you're bypassing the body's ability to control it. So when you inject B12, yeah, you might run into some problems with some toxicity, but you're not going to kill yourself with it, and your body will eventually excrete the excess, the stuff that it doesn't need. But this underscores or highlights the importance of being very, very respectful of injecting things into your blood through your skin, if you know where I'm going with this, George. You don't want to inject anything into your blood through your skin unless you are absolutely positively sure you need it. And as far as, you know, doctors who just tell you to inject this and inject that because you might get a viral infection, that is bad, bad advice. So, yeah, if you inject B12, you might run into a slight issue, but you'll eventually, your body will adjust. Taking it orally, you can't really overdose on B12. That's not a thing.
And what are the benefits of GABA?
Oh, I forgot I was going to mention that. Thank you for bringing that up. The gentleman who was talking about gabapentin earlier, gabapentin is a drug version of GABA. GABA is fascinatingly important. It's a relaxing substance. You know, I think the new melatonin gummies from Longevity, I think, have a little bit of GABA in there. Don't quote me on that. By the way,
it's for sleeping, right?
It's for relaxing, calming, for people who have shakes. You know, sometimes when people were talking about alcohol withdrawal earlier, when people withdraw from alcohol, they'll have shakes. GABA will calm everything down. It's a relaxing substance. And guess what? This is really cool. It's actually made from one of the most fascinating molecules in the body, something that bacteria in the gut make, that is responsible for satiety, satisfaction. It's responsible for muscle building. It's responsible for sexual energy and libido. And it has a tremendously calming and pain-relieving and anti-inflammatory benefit. The stuff is called butyric acid. I absolutely love it. And by the way, butter is one of the richest sources of butyric acid that you can eat. In fact, the word butter comes from the term butyric acid. And GABA, G-A-B-A, is a derivative of butyric acid. It's technically gamma-aminobutyric acid. And the drug companies love this stuff so much that they actually knocked it off, and they call it gabapentin. So if you're on gabapentin or Lyrica, which they give you for pain or give you for inflammation or give you for tremors or give you for relaxation or sleep, get yourself on GABA. Get on the melatonin gummies from Youngevity, which are amazing for sleeping. This is the new product that came out earlier this year. GABA is just fabulously, fabulously valuable. And nowadays, food manufacturers put toxins in their food to make you happy. They call them excitotoxins. GABA helps balance out these excitotoxins, particularly for kids who have ADHD or focusing problems.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us from criticalhealthnews.com. And Ben, tell folks where they can go to that event that you're putting
on. Yeah, there's a couple events, and I'd love to see it in my lab December 14th, and that's a Saturday. We'll be doing it all day. And then my friend AJ and Rebecca, by the way, AJ and Rebecca, props to you guys. You're doing an awesome job. They'll be putting on a talk in Newark, New Jersey, November 2nd, 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hope to see y'all there.
Back with a final version of Calls with pharmacist Ben Fuchs in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM.